welcome to another episode of Why We Are Playing, episode 9, Tobrell and His Word Vomit. I'm your host, Samus Garobo. Of course, I'm joined by Tobrell. You'll also hear on the recording him, or Grim, Willow, the wife, and Aldrak. So sit back, relax, and I hope you enjoy the giggles. I should also add, hopefully we'll be able to start putting these out a little bit more regularly. Hopefully at least one a week or so. But as always, no promises. All right, back to those giggles. More accurately, let's start those giggles.
There we go. All right, now start over again with you bitching about the wizard hiding in the corner.
Oh, this fucking douchebag Harper wizard. I do like the fact they have an option saying that I really hate fucking escort quests, and you're just probably gonna get killed or run off or die or fall off of something. He's like, no! I'm a Harper wizard, you see. I'm far more capable than you might realize. By capable, when the slightest fucking hint of danger appears, you hide in his fucking bubble.
What's their first level spell? Hide in a bubble. That is far more capable. You know how many times a day you have that prepared?
Fucking purposefully aggroes monsters if, like, some random spell does nothing. And then he hides in the bubble. Like, what the fuck, dude? What is your malfunction?
Are you done holding back? Are you going to give it to us both barrels now?
Ah, stupid traps. You know, I just fuck search. I'm just going to just run into it. Call it a day.
So it's a normal mission for you?
Yes. This is how we do things. Dump search, just run into it with our face. Look, I have improved evasion, alright? Wait, no, I don't either. I just have evasion. Never mind.
Aww.
I took Opportunist instead.
Opportunist is a good feat.
Shit, that's not what build I am. God damn it, TR using.
You're really extra confused, is that what you're saying?
Well, it's not like I don't, like, flip these builds around, like, in a matter of hours.
You don't.
With actual playtime.
Alright, maybe.
Yeah, I forgot what build I was on. I'm on a ranger life right now. Because that's what we do now. He's TR.
Oh, I haven't TR'd in a long time.
You're about to.
Probably.
Then you can help me escort Harper Wizards.
Oh, you know all the right things to say.
You know what Eberron Wizards do? Solo raids. That's what Eberron Wizards do. This piece of shit can't even walk down the goddamn street.
He could probably solo the raids too.
He can't walk down the street.
He puts on his bubble, and they get winded and they go home.
What, he stands there until the boss goes away and gets tired and is killing it?
Yes. That's how that works.
Like what, the boss's subscription runs out and it has to play another game?
Or go free to play. Yes, that's how it works.
So the boss goes free to play and then doesn't have the pack, and so he can't kill this Harper Wizard.
Correct.
Awesome.
To be fair, he couldn't kill the Harper Wizard to begin with because of the ball.
Oh, I'm going to figure out a way. Put that in the achievements for him.
Killed the Harper Wizard.
Killed the Harper Wizard.
Wonder if there's XP for that. Alright, time to remember how to do 3x3s once again. It could happen.
It won't.
It might. Alright, so I lit up everything but the one in the middle. That's not how you do it.
Close.
It's practically the same thing.
More or less.
So, since I was busy working yesterday instead of watching the Magic coverage for this weekend, all of my favorite pros did really well until I was able to watch, and then they both lost their matches.
You're not allowed to watch me if I ever start playing Magic again.
I'm going to be your biggest fan. That's how this is going to work.
Christ.
I'm going to cheer for you every week. I'll probably make you take me with you. And yeah, it's just gonna be awesome.
I don't draw like 9 cards every start of a match and lose that one because of disqualification.
Well, you just gotta shoot your opponents.
Oh, it's true.
You'd be the most feared Magic player of all time.
Judge, you can't continue. He has a hole in his head.
I see you getting a lot of intentional, what is it? Not intentional draws. Concessions. Sit down at the table, put your gun on the table. Alright, this is your life counter.
Tell you something. This is how this game is gonna go. Every time you draw a card, I'm gonna shoot you in the face.
In the face? That's not very nice, in the face. Can just like...
Oh, I don't want a long match. Any time between matches.
I see. You don't think you just shoot someone in the leg? You don't think they're done?
They might live through that.
Well, yeah, they'll probably live, but at least then it's not like, it's still probably assault with a deadly weapon, but at least it wouldn't be, oh, what's the word?
Murder?
Yeah. Intent, yeah.
Well, this stupid bitch ass can't withstand a gun to the face. Maybe they should have geared up first.
For a quasi-fun game of Magic the Gathering?
Yes.
Let's see.
It's not my fault their armor is shit. Maybe they should go grind a few quests.
Alright, so note to self. Get full ballistics before you come over to play Magic next time. Should probably be alright, I can do that. Or just play behind my police shield.
That might be a good idea. Hey, this guy took more than 3 hits. Oh, he was one of the bosses. Okay. I'm like pounding away on a guy like usual. And...
Yeah, that's you, really pounding away at guys. They're just taking it.
He was like, you know, a champion. I'm like, wow, this fucking trash has a lot of hit points. I'm just kind of on hard, goofing off. Looking at the internet. And... like, oh, it's a boss. So you didn't see my new hairstyle and stuff. I gotta show you guys that before this guy gets burned to ash.
I'm glad you. This isn't another one from the store, right? This is just one of the random ones.
It's semi-random. I like picked out some hair I kind of liked, and I hit the random button, and then eventually started settling on things and locking stuff down, and hit random again. I like the Shadow Kai look. I like a lot of the Shadow Kai looks.
I know, I saw the guy who had the big dreadlocks, but they're up in the air and around in loops and stuff. And then they had bought the pink hair dye, or really like that. Thought that was good.
You would. Shit, I'd be using my hair dyes.
Yeah, you should. Use up those hair dyes. You should just change hair colors at the beginning of every quest.
I should hotbar some hair dyes. That'd be good. I just really fuck with people mid-quest. What happened to your hair?
Shit, I hit 6 instead of 4. Instead of attacking, I switched hair dyes. I did that in the middle of a quest once. Changed hair dye. People freaked the fuck out.
You're prone to doing stuff like that. Or like doing the old school Blade Forge transformation on your favorite soul, so then you couldn't heal yourself or others. Or be healed. That was amusing.
That was like 10 times. Give me a break.
Never leave an opening like that. Well, what the fuck?
So when you blow your nose, you look at it, right? I'm not the only one.
Make sure not bleeding and dying or something.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, good. I feel much better about Java now that he's, and a good destiny for him again. Works a little better.
You're still one of my thoughts on the whole druid situation.
Yeah.
Not the way to be right now.
Yeah, well, it's fine. I'm gonna be pure. Uh-oh, I got some sort of notification from a thing. Oh, people are congratulating me for being Darth Vader on that Star Wars test thing on Facebook. By the way, I'm Vader.
I got Chewbacca.
Roar. Coke Jinx.
Rest stop.
So, apparently, the boy went to Magic, Friday Night Magic on Friday, obviously. Did reasonably well, from what I hear. Not great. And then basically got sucked pretty hardcore, it sounds like.
Did Darcy talk to him?
Probably. I don't know who he traded to, but he won the door prize, the Friday Night Magic door prize, so...
Oh, man, don't trade that shit off. That's awesome stuff.
Yeah, so he traded that off for, like, some random blue card.
Probably Darcy talked to him. And then Darcy's going to sell that card for 80 times what the other card he traded was worth.
Probably. I'm not 100% sure. And then,
Oh, I found where I stopped.
He said he did well enough to have some, I guess, relatively high picks. He didn't actually tell me what he got. But he sends me a text at 10 o'clock. Of course, I'm in bed because I got to get up at 5 in the morning. Because I'm old. And he's like, do you want this card that you have a bunch of and they cost $1? Or do you want this card which you have 3 of and costs like $12? And then I don't reply because, again, I'm asleep. Uh-huh. And so I ask him. He goes, oh, I took this. I don't know what I took. Then I go, oh, well, naturally, then he took the one that cost $1. And he did.
Don't.
So apparently, if I let him go by himself again, I need to send him with, like, pick orders? Or at least some way of making the decision a little better. I don't know, he didn't make a bad choice, it just was not the right one.
Oddly enough, I did need to buy restoration potions in addition to a torch.
Speaking of potions and buying things, I apparently need curse removal pots for like the last month. I've been down to 4 curse removal pots. Now I'm down to 2.
Just suck it up, huh?
Basically. What's the worst that can happen? So you get a healing curse, whatever.
Just like run around until it wears off or you die.
Just cast more cocoon. It's more than enough temporary hit points. Yeah, I need to do that.
Okay, you killed him before he had a chance to finish talking.
Griffin Palm's awesome.
He named his fist dialogue mode.
You should get that tattooed on your fist. Or on your gun. Seems like a good idea.
Oh, this son of a bitch destroyed one of my potions of curse. Will you stop talking about items, you son of a bitch?
Let's see, are you doing a stick build?
Next.
Okay, so I'll start talking about your sticks next,
Oh, that'll make any difference. We'll just break it.
Next life. Well, probably.
Hey, I've got like 12 Adamantine 10 rituals on my Soul Eater. It should last a quest or two.
Maybe.
And I got Cirith, which will last like 3 quests.
So, what I'm hearing is more Seraphs? More backup Seraphs?
I actually think I have 2 Cirith. Mainly for that reason, also for the slotting them different reason. Although when people still ran web, I would say, yeah, I got this, but I'm going to take it again in case they make it epic. That makes people mad, by the way, when you do that.
Really?
A little bit.
That's funny.
Wait, my kill list didn't look like Tobrel 239, everybody else won.
You know what? I like this idea. We should definitely start doing more webs. I'll pike at the beginning.
Fucking hate you. Actually, you know, Sig could use a Believer. No, no, fuck him. He's going to get an epic Sword of Shadows.
So it's going to be...
Never.
Everyone else in the quest kills 216, Sig kills 0?
Yes.
This doesn't sound like at all the kind of webs I was looking for.
Oh, I'm bringing somebody and then pop Sig in.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's fine.
So I bring someone useful and strong. Eventually they're going to put a stop to that, though, because they'll realize that people, you know, get to play characters they enjoy to power up characters that aren't quite good enough to do it yet. Because that's bad. Shouldn't be allowed to do that.
Well, maybe they won't figure it out. You don't know.
It's true, I don't know.
They haven't figured out that DC casting is fun, so...
Yeah, they don't know about that. Or they think it's fine.
And how many times do you want to cast the same spell? 18 bazillion.
Just cast Magic Missile for infinity and just, you know, slowly grind through the quest.
Why is this door tied to monsters' hit points that are way the hell back there? And can I jump around it?
Did we talk about the form I'm going to have for my house and my armed guards?
The one made out of zombies?
Yeah, where they're gonna have... No, the one... Well, that one too. But the one where there's people and they have to sign the release so I can implant, like, a heart monitor. And the door will only open if, they, you know, they're killed.
Seems legit.
Yeah, I thought so.
So, apparently I don't know this quest well enough. Oh, there, I do know where I am now. Sweet! Can bypass that one.
Hey, I jumped all around the trial, this, that, and other damn thing of the day. I did all the fancy jumps.
Bollocks.
It was awesome.
Not enough.
I just did that one.
Extra.
I know, I just do the puzzles.
Then I couldn't find the next quest and ended up with the other one instead. So I felt pretty good about that, too. The thing I knew how to do, like, non-fail, I fucked up. Thing I never done, I did fine.
I think I might just get by twisting in Tsunami somehow.
I'm fucking shot. I could go run around King's Forest for that or something.
Can't run around King's Forest before 20.
Can there's a hero?
No.
Oh, high road then.
Run around,
Nor High Road.
Or Amrath.
Amrath.
There you go. That one's acceptable.
I think you're making shit up there.
I wish I were.
I'm just under 4K.
4K? Oh, goodness.
I just did the next one, it's real quick.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, if this is Zergit, then...
I ain't got anything.
I always do the solo one, I like the solo one.
I'll do that in the party.
Use that one also?
You know, the downside of doing all these quests by yourself on Epic Hard is you feel like you're awesome. And then you go do the quest in a party on Epic Elite and you're like, I'm not good at anything. Why am I allowed to live?
I ask myself that question about you every day.
Aww. It's nice to know you think about me every day. A little gay, but nice.
Well, it's because you text me a picture of your penis every day. It's not like I have much choice in the matter.
It's not every day.
It's pretty often.
Most days.
Like, if I look at my phone, what are the odds of there being a...
You know.
Goddamn high.
It's you, so probably extra high. Probably multiple
phone,
different...
There's a picture of your penis. What the fuck?
Oh, just my penis? Oh, I don't know. I thought this was a penis in general.
Holy shit, it's your penis, which appears to be accidentally stuck with another penis in a goddamn Chinese finger trap.
Yeah, that was last Tuesday. That was pretty awesome.
What the fuck?
Well, you know. Thought, why not?
I don't want to know.
You just asked.
Okay, not knowing. I don't want to really know what the actual fuck would I want to know that for.
don't know, life lesson?
I know not to get my dick stuck with a dick and a Chinese finger trap. I didn't have to.
Then why did you just ask?
Go on some spirit journey to see if that would be okay.
You just asked. Why would you ask questions you already know the answers
really
to?
Ask?
You did.
I did not.
I heard you.
Make it shit up. You did not.
I have the feeling that you deep down. Wait a minute.
No,
you know what?
I'm going in the right direction.
That wasn't me.
I'm just picking up the crest. I'll be about that way in a sec.
Oh god, just turn active so I can shoot you and kill you. Good. Thank you.
Why would you ever come out of dialogue mode? You're invincible when you're talking. Just gotta learn how to fight while being invincible. All this new content's boring. I need some Eberron content.
I would like more Eberron content, but you know what? Eberron's awesome, so we're not gonna get that. Instead, we're gonna get fucking Harper Wizards because some fanboys just think that fucking Ed Greenwood is the most amazing guy ever. You know what? Let me go get out fucking Lord of the Rings, copy and paste some shit. I'll be awesome too.
Now you just sound jealous.
At least fucking Tolkien had the decency to, like, mix up his fucking Odin ripoff a little bit.
Still sound jealous.
I'm jealous that I'm not a colossal asshole that can get away with just totally ripping off something and getting credit for being this original guy. Fuck, I had to explain to somebody the other day in DDO that no, Gandalf was first by like 20 years at least.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around how you, Captain, like one original joke of all time, is poking fun.
Hey, I have lots of original jokes. Thank you very much. Would you like to hear an original joke?
I would be a surprise coming from you, yes.
It's a fact about a sheep, so the interesting thing about a sheep is that if you put a mask on it, it's like a whole new sheep.
Yes, that's your one original joke. Yes, I'll agree.
I've got all the jokes.
I really don't like this quest.
This monster now. I'm just gonna mini shot it. Yep, run away. That'll help you with the bow. Good job, monster. You run over there where I can shoot you easier.
I miss, like, just jumping to the end of the Rift Between Worlds quest. This quest is boring.
Well, that was clever.
Here's 8,000 monsters tied to have doors tied to their hit points. And they're on ledges where we can't reach.
Yep.
They're all melee dogfighting people.
Cast Ice Storm. Eight times.
I have cast the Ice Storm some.
Cast a few more times.
And the acid rain. Turn into a robot and throw in my ninja star, which I'm not proficient in.
You know what is proficient in ninja stars?
Black people.
Why do you have a ninja star if you're not a fucking...
I have a... It was back when you could equip it and have the rainbow proc. It's the one thing, the...
Oh, it's a spell touch? Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Nice, a bunch of shitty rewards and a legendary victory.
Mm-hmm. Hey, welcome to DDO. Take your legendary. Otherwise, the guild leader will yell at us all. I don't like it when he yells at us.
I don't like it when he talks about himself in the third person.
You like it.
Me question his sanity.
We shouldn't question his sanity.
I think we should have start a coup.
You probably should. Unfortunately, he's a tyrant. He'll just have you killed in your sleep.
That's fine. Long as the wife gets the insurance money.
Hey, there you go. Oh, Beyond the Rift. That's a fun quest. I'll go do that.
Which one's Beyond the Rift? the Elminster one.
Why do I not have credit for the spinner? Oh, possibly because I didn't do any of those quests. I'll do that, maybe the druid? That's the quest that gets you into Stupid Land.
Yeah. That's the one with Elminster.
Yes. Yeah, I made a quest log. I thought I had those.
You know, I'd like more of the Gold Seal hirelings for free or whatever. Like, thoughtful, interesting ones. Like a miniature catapult, or not, a ballista that's like a ranger and shoots. Like a Warforged ballista, like a little tank.
What was it, Optimus?
Am I sounding bad again? The wife just said. Womp, 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 womp.
Now I say Autobots roll out.
Alright, I twisted the things. Any better at all?
No.
Mm. But my words understandable?
Totally freaked out at the one show. That's pretty awesome. His prompter died, and he was like, fuck this shit, I'm out, yo. Michael Bay was the perfect director for Transformers.
I really enjoyed the Transformers movies.
I did too. That first one had everything I wanted. I wanted three things.
Yes.
Explosions in every scene. So Michael Bay. I wanted the Autobot noise. So we had that a few times. And then I wanted Optimus Prime to say Autobots roll out. I got all those things. I was good.
I hope Grimm comes in with, like, appropriate...
Well, I like the first movie, but only because Megan Fox was in it.
And they had the hot-ass bitch in the first movie.
Yeah.
So that was good.
She was in the second movie.
Yeah, the second movie was kind of sucky, though.
I thought the second one was fine as well. However, I find it very disturbing to fire someone just because they're an anti-Semitic. Seems wrong.
Well, maybe you shouldn't make fun of your boss.
It's true. But maybe bosses shouldn't make fun of their coworkers either.
Well, she was hot. She thought she could do whatever she wanted. Well, unfortunately, Spielberg's like, you know what? I know lots of hot bitches. And I'm fucking Spielberg. I'm not going to have trouble finding another hot bitch. So, you're fired.
I don't know, I find it remarkably funny that even though Spielberg made Bay fire her, Bay, as soon as he was not under the thumb of Spielberg, puts her in the very next movie. Granted, the next movie is probably going to be horrible because of her, but...
Probably.
Of course it doesn't hurt that you know, all my hopes and dreams are on this movie.
You look ridiculous.
What? Oh, come here, look at this. Fucking check this out. I look awesome.
Oh, yeah, you do look pretty ridiculous. You look like one of the bad robots out of the Matrix movie.
I look awesome.
So, did my headset fix itself yet? God damn, I might have to buy another headset again.
Sorry, I don't speak Autobot.
Yeah, you do.
Get them a Shadowcon with Decepticon.
You can go now. I've had plenty of opportunity to look at you.
Robots in disguise. Look at me. I'm glad they gave all the iconics their own unique, you know, dances and didn't just kind of copy and paste them from the other races.
Well, you're knocking out three races in a weekend.
Makes them feel kind of unique and well implemented. Hey, it's snowing. Where's my fucking army of doomsday weapons? I need to get icied. I need to do that later today.
I don't even know what you can do now, or if it still fucks with the minimum level.
You can, apparently you can take your old ones and fix them now.
Oh yeah, fix them.
Like you take your old icy, bursty crap, you can, like, basically redo all the rituals and it fixes them.
So I get to do it again on stuff I already did it on?
Yes.
Pretty good, thanks, huh? Solar. Go back in time and have his parents not have sex ever.
I think he was genetically engineered. I don't think that big of an asshole could possibly come about naturally.
Sure it could.
I mean, you know, Hitler was, you know, a creation of aliens.
Wow. I haven't heard this one before.
What the fuck is wrong with you? You don't know this shit. Nah, Hitler was made by aliens. Kind of a weird deal all around, because he was made by aliens when there was already kind of like a vampire council thing to kind of, you know, fight a weird proxy war.
You know, this is the history book that you can give me and I would read.
Dude, you should read fucking the Lincoln Vampire Slayer book. It's awesome.
I have it downloaded on my Kindle. I just haven't got it started yet.
Oh, it's so much more fucking awesome than the movie was. The movie was shit.
I like the movie, though.
Amazing.
So I haven't read it yet, because I like the movie still.
You read the book, and you're not going to like the movie anymore.
I know, that's why I haven't read the book yet.
Book puts the movie to shame.
I got to watch the movie at least one more time before I read the book, so I can enjoy the movie one more time. It's on the list of things to do.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, it would appear.
I thought you went for food earlier.
You had fucking beers earlier. Well, get a Guinness and do it both at once. Jesus.
Give us an hour. We'll be back. And then you guys can drag us through Epic Elite.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
No, honestly, they can drag us through. We'll just stand at the back and watch.
I was planning on pulling out like a shitty character and leveling it with you guys.
Could.
Oh yeah, she did go on and on this morning about wanting to be covered in calm.
Yes.
Well, we can cover her in calm.
It's lovely.
And with that, I think we should stop recording. I don't think it's going to get any better than that.